It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I played at a high level myself. Two MVPs.
Nice. All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness, an emergency madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's a back-to-back creature feature because we had a obviously a crazy story just on Tuesday.
The little guy wasn't exactly eager to come out.
It's amazing
about an alligator. We all know how that goes.
I was surprised by the size of it.
Same.
It's amazing how... You know, you say, boy, we haven't done a lot of creature features here. And what
they
do you
come
know?
Out, they literally come out of the
woodwork. Madness, yeah. The Mad and I find you.
Mm-hmm.
The creature features apparently find you.
So we go to the great state of Washington, the Apple State, I believe. So
yeah, the Apple Cup.
Annually, the Apple Cup. Although maybe they're not the same conference anymore.
No, that's a good point.
Wazoo's
left playing.
Washington. Steve Belichick's Washington Huskies.
Wazoo's in a conference like Utah State now.
Yeah,
that's great.
They're in a conference with New Bedford and Fall River.
And Wazoo plays Ohio
Big
State
two.
Every weekend. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's find out what's going on out there.
Usually, when sheriff's deputies get called to a home invasion to find some masked bandits, they're not already wearing prison stripes.
The hell is going on here? But yeah. God, color me intrigued.
Careful, lady.
I'm in on this. Yeah, let's I don't know where this is going to go. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Prison stripes, masked bandits.
Like the wet bandits, like the sticky bandits. They didn't really wear masks so much.
They never should have rebranded. Wet bandits is where it was at.
Wet bandits. It's a calling card.
Yep.
Sticky bandits also is kind of gross.
It's disgusting.
I mean, it's a gross name.
Gross name.
But also,
do you want to deal with that?
Well, yeah. And he
just flood the house when you leave.
When he was at... Rockefeller Center, he's out there skating around and he's stealing the mittens and everything off people. Gross.
It's too much.
Just real gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
A Poulsbo woman.
She felt that the raccoons were threatening.
Called
raccoons.
Oh.
Raccoon. That makes sense now. So we're dealing with raccoons and
they're masked.
Yes, they're masked and wearing jail stripes.
Got it.
So she was apparently threatened by these raccoons.
Okay. A Poulsbo woman.
She felt that the raccoons were threatening.
Called 911 after her home was surrounded by raccoons.
All right, how many raccoons would have to be outside of your house for you to call the police?
Like 10? If I saw like 10 raccoons.
10 raccoons, you're calling the police?
10 of them?
What? You saw 10, for me, it'd be like 10,000.
Okay.
If I saw more than, I'd be like 10 raccoons, I'd be like, look at this.
These
guys are great.
I guess, hang on, police maybe, but like
animal. Call the police.
Okay, but like call somebody, maybe not police, but like.
Like a friend of yours?
If I got like 10 raccoons outside the house.
10 raccoons?
Yeah.
How fast do you call them, though?
In the city? I don't know, like I'm calling animal, police is wrong, but like I'm calling like animal, I'm calling somebody.
They're just walking around, mind their business, like peeking in the trash can.
10?
Yeah.
10's a lot.
Boston Massacre in the Twitch chat says 10 raccoons to go hang out with them.
Okay, but
we're like Rocket Raccoon.
Where do you live? Like if you're right in downtown Boston, I'm not 10 raccoons, that's a lot of raccoons.
That'd be alarming.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be alarming.
Yeah.
So
police, I strike that from the record, but like animal control, I'm calling somebody.
I got ermines living in my shed at one point. I'll take a few raccoons.
You're like a zoo.
I do.
Wasp everywhere and ermine.
A lot of wildlife.
I'm sure there's a bunch of raccoons. So my number's 10, your number's 10,000?
10,000. So slightly north of yours.
Okay.
This is something you don't see every day.
35 years ago, you first started feeding raccoons, and then when all of a sudden did it explode like this?
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
So you may not have heard that. 35 years ago, she started feeding raccoons, and then 6 weeks ago, the population exploded? Is that how that works?
How stupid are raccoons?
So if you're feeding raccoons at your house right now, just be prepared. In 35 years, in the year 2059, there's going to be a boom in raccoon activity.
Give or take 3 or 4 decades. Yeah.
This is your future.
So she's like, I started feeding raccoons 35 years ago.
First of all, what?
They live 5 years. I was literally just like, they live 5 years.
This is their great-great-great-great-great-grandsons
and daughters. Seven generations of raccoons. All of a sudden, they finally figured out. They're like, hey, you know, this lady's just giving away free food.
The longest surviving wild raccoon lived for 16 years, apparently.
Wait, they only live 5 years?
The average lifespan is about five years.
We should start feeding these guys more often. Yeah, put them in the house, for God's sake.
You see how many of them are just run over by cars?
Most of them.
A lot of them.
I've seen more dead raccoons than live raccoons.
What happened to Ralph? Oh, you got hit by a truck.
He got smoked. Yeah. He's on the side of the road for who knows, weeks on end.
Yeah. He went the way of Bill and Johnny and Ernie.
Do you love that gif of that raccoon that's in the trash can that slides the door open and you stand there? I love that. I love that one.
Do you ever see the video of the old guy feeding them hot dogs on his porch?
Yes. No, there's quite a few of them.
Of hot dogs, and he's feeding like 30-plus raccoons.
They only live 5 years. We should all feed them hot dogs.
30-plus?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, YouTube it.
I'm calling
just
it.
Just literally
calling
old man hot dogs, raccoons.
Old man hot dogs. And they love it.
Old
They've,
man
like,
hot
they,
dogs.
They literally...
What are you, meat spinning me over here? Like,
no.
I'm not falling for this.
They, like, got in line, and they were, like, waiting for their turn. They're like, my turn.
One stand on his shoulder. He's like, hey, I already finished mine.
Let me in here.
I'm duck-going this right now.
She told deputies she'd been leaving food out for the raccoons since the 1980s. Among the raccoon population here in Poulsbo, word got out about the midnight all-you-can-eat buffet.
Right, you're doing too much. Just tell us the story. The story's good
on
its own.
Yeah, what's going on with the raccoons?
You don't need to dress it up anymore. It's doing fine.
By October 3rd, nearly 100 of them had invaded the woman's property, deputies tell us.
100 raccoons.
A sizable amount.
So obviously word spread, a good word of mouth in the raccoon community. As she was only feeding a couple of these guys, they immediately went and told their buds. They all got together. Well, not immediately, but it got passed down generation to generation. And then eventually they were like,
they're like sitting around the campfire. They're like telling stories. They're like, you know, as the legend goes.
You ever hear the old story?
There's
the
an old
woman or whatever.
There's an old woman in Poulsbo.
Poulsbo.
Who's handing out free food.
Like, no. Oh, is he talking about the Poulsbo woman again? No chance.
Oh, my God.
They go out there and they're eating like kings.
I am watching this video of this old man, but not to take away.
This
is
old amazing?
Man is sitting. These are fat raccoons, by the way.
Well, they're eating hot dogs all their life.
He is sitting at the raccoons are like crawling around on his shoulders.
Yeah, they don't have to chase down their prey. They're just literally eating hot dogs from this guy.
And he's in a Bruins hat. Was this a local video?
Go Bees.
What was this?
That was Jeremy Swayman. He's just sitting there. Could be Tim Thomas, actually, for all we know. That's Tim Thomas. What's Thomas up to now? He's feeding raccoons hot dogs.
He's feeding raccoons.
The raccoon's trying to get on our back porch. Mom just chasing him off with a broom.
You could. Or you could feed them.
Yeah.
And 35 years later, they come back and
maybe somebody's feeding them. You gotta chase them out the porch with a broom.
So she called the cops because there was 100 raccoons. Like, what a sight. Yeah. I think you have to turn
Ma'am, what's going on at your house? Well, I've been feeding them for 35 years. Oh, okay.
Listen, this is a good job for Ace Ventura.
Wasting
back to YouTube. YouTube a raccoon eating grapes. Funniest thing you'll ever
see. I love it. Oh, they take their time.
Because they get their tiny little human hands and they try to, like, protect them if you go towards
these
them.
These little mythical, Nope, that's mine. I think
Billy is just...
He's right.
What is your...
Team raccoon.
What is your algorithm?
Mostly raccoons.
I love hot dogs.
A lot of raccoon stuff.
Mostly raccoon stuff. I don't hate it. I think they're very adorable. I know they can pass rabies, but I feel like that's been overblown.
The stars of Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
That's true. So you think they've...
I think it's been overblown. They are, unfortunately, the face of rabies, where they are not the only creature with rabies. And I'm sure percentage-wise, they're not even the most rabid creature.
No, that's probably true. So you think they've been a bit stigmatized?
Yes.
Typecast, if you will. Yeah.
So I think we should all feed them hot dogs. Also, I know there's too many content creators out there today, but if 100 raccoons were on your back deck, all of a sudden, you now have to be the YouTube raccoon guy. You would get Billy and many others... Watching all your videos.
Well, definitely Billy.
But if you just had video, like, how many clicks would you get on that?
I don't know.
100 raccoons in the same place at the same time?
They are pretty cute woofing down grapes.
They're so cute. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Swarming around her home night and day.
Oh, boy. See, they need to sleep at some point, and now they just got...
They tap it on the windows.
Yeah,
so how about if it's...
They're relentless.
How about if it's 100 raccoons during the day?
Terrifying.
Are you calling anybody?
Well,
how many during the day?
I do have small kids.
How many during the day until you call?
Yeah, probably 1,000. I'd lower that number. 10,000 at night. Like, that's fine. These are nocturnal creatures.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
They were shocked. They had never seen how many raccoons in one place.
Oh, is that right? They've never seen 100 at the same time? Oh, you guys don't get out much, do you? You never seen 100 raccoons gathered around?
I don't think I've ever seen more than one. Maybe two.
I've seen two.
Yeah.
Buds. helping each other.
Hanging out.
Or maybe climbing on each other to get in the trash can.
Real will there, won't they?
Yeah, bro, absolutely. Yeah.
They probably will.
Lady and the Tramp and some of the leftover pasta. I saw that raccoon smooch that other raccoon.
The neighbors like Wendy Kronk.
I'd say it's been about...
Wendy Kronk.
They buried the lead here.
Fake name.
Yeah. Wendy Kronk.
She didn't want to give her a real name to the news.
What's your name? Wendy
Kronk.
Kronk. Okay, lady.
Sure.
Whatever.
Even neighbors pull the lever. Kronk.
Yeah. Nick had that ready to go.
Even neighbors like Wendy Kronk.
I'd say it's been about the last month or so I've noticed it.
Are also seeing an uptick.
The last month they've noticed.
No. 100. That's not what she said. She said, I think the last month or so. I would know the day.
You'd remember that.
I would know the exact day there were 100 raccoons outside my house. I think the last month or so.
It's a moment in time, lady.
She's like, this is what she's really telling you is this has slowly gotten out of control over 35 years and she doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah, randomly about a month ago, a bunch just showed up.
30.
What a liar
Wendy Kronk is.
Even neighbors like Wendy Kronk.
I'd say it's been about the last month or so I've noticed it.
Are also seeing an uptick.
I've had several raccoons in the yard recently. My dogs have gotten in a scuffle several times with raccoons.
Scuffle?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what kind of dog you have.
Most
dogs should be able to handle themselves against a raccoon. But then again, there are a lot of small dogs.
Get them checked out. Oh, my dog.
Your dog would get smoked.
Zero chance.
Violated.
He'd be rabid.
Yeah, that's true.
If he survived, he'd be rabid. We'd have to take him out behind the house.
He's like, can you guys chew up my hot dogs for me and then I can eat the paste?
Trying to bite everybody with rabies. There. You're like, you can't even transmit rabies.
He's actually fine.
Don't have any teeth. He's fine. It's fine being a rabid
dog.
Don't
worry about it.
Raccoons, I even had to take.
Wait a minute. What did this lady say?
Pull several times with raccoons. I even had to take one of my dogs to the vet after tussling with the raccoon.
I would hope.
And I've also noticed there's been a lot more hit raccoons up on the main road here.
This lady's not being blamed for roadkill.
All these obese raccoons. They used to be able to dodge the cars,
fat,
and now they're
dead
like
raccoons. It's on you, lady.
They can't move the way they
just
used
fat
to.
And happy now.
Yeah,
they are.
Trapping and relocating them will cost the woman $500 per raccoon.
Wow!
What the hell?
Maybe you shouldn't have called the cops on these raccoons.
Yeah, you've done it now.
$500 per raccoon.
Yep.
What is 50 grand?
I'm trying to do the math. Is that what it is? Yeah, 50 grand.
50 grand to get rid of raccoons?
I'm so bad at math, I had to get
that
out of my phone.
Okay.
You're 100% right. Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
Deputies say she's concerned. Kronk?
Yeah, 50 grand.
Yeah,
I'd be a little concerned too.
Yeah, I called the cops. I didn't realize it was going to cost me 50K. I'd like to take that back. Thank you very much.
Just kidding. There are none. We have none. Everything's fine.
Deputies say she's concerned. Kronk just hopes the issue gets resolved soon.
I do hope that somebody steps in and helps her, take care of this problem, and hopefully she'll quit doing it.
Well, it's sort of like,
it's
her fault.
Yeah, it was a bit of a lecture there at the
end. She needs help, and it's her fault.
Yeah.
In Kitsap County, Maddie White, King 5 News.
Deputies also urged against feeding wild animals because it can be both unhealthy for them and dangerous for you.
Yeah.
The woman was referred to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife to find a solution. We reached out to them, but they did not respond.
We gotta call the news about the raccoon story? No, we're good.
Yeah, we're all right.
You guys got any intel on that raccoon story?
No,
we don't. But there you go. So I guess kind of a PSA. A lot of these Kiefer, Matt, and I are PSAs as well. Mixed in with the creature feature.
If you start feeding raccoons right now, as Keith said, by 2059, you're going to be just...
You're in a lot of trouble.
Inundated.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to put you out 50K. Who knows with inflation what that'll be in just 35 short years.
Tonight, a man's desperate search for his beloved pet raccoon.
I don't recall.
Go to this lady's house. You get 100 to choose from. If you're in the mind to rescue one. That was a story from... 2021.
Nice.
That was a three-year-old raccoon story that we covered here in great detail.
I didn't realize how many raccoon videos there were. That's just Billy's whole.
Oh, Billy's dead on.
I had no clue.
I've seen the hot dog one. I've seen the grape one.
I've not seen any of that. I shudder to think what other videos.
You seen
there.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
I'm at least aware of that. Yeah,
very emotional. Yeah, South Park.
The Woodland Critters.
There's Woodland Critters and there's the superhero one where Cartman.
Oh, right. Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah. With Mintberry Crunch.
Mintberry Crunch.
Correct.
And some of the other characters as well.
Captain Hindsight was
in
there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can't say them all.
I loved General Disarray. Professor K has a General Disarray.
General Disarray. So that's Kiefer Madness. An emergency Kiefer Madness. A creature feature here on Jones and Keith.